From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're looking ahead to the final one-day international between India and England at the Wacker in the Tri-Series. And Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me as ever on William Hill's Cricket Podcast is Anthony McGrath. How are you today, Anthony?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm not bad. How's it been adjusting to these wintry conditions after your holiday?
Bit of a shock.
Yeah.
Different temperatures and the snow's still coming down, but all good. And looking forward to tomorrow morning's match between England and India.
This one at 3:20, sort of Thursday night, Friday morning, if you like. And there's been some fantastic cricket from Australia this week. Not only the Tri-Series, but a really exciting climax to the Big Bash yesterday. I can't remember the last time I was glued to a sporting event so much on a mid-Wednesday morning.
It has. I mean, it's really taken off, hasn't it, the Big Bash? And it just shows you what we're kind of missing in this country. I think everyone's calling out now to try and have a similar franchise business. We've seen the IPL work so well, and the Big Bash, as you say, it's been incredible viewing. And you can just hope, for the sake of English cricket, we can get that kind of excitement and quality into our domestic game. But Australia at the moment's the place to be, and it really has been really, really entertaining.
Absolutely, would be fantastic to see the likes of which in England. But we must move on though to the Tri-Series, of course. And in what's been billed as a virtual semi-final or a shootout, I mean, quite simply, the winner of this one will go on to face Australia in the final. Are India perhaps a tad fortunate to be given this opportunity, really?
I think so. I mean, I've been a bit disappointed with India. Going into the tournament, you'd say that Australia and India were the, you know, probably best 2 one-day teams, but India have been a shadow, really, of the cells. I don't know if there's anything going on in the background, but both with bat and ball have been way short. And I think, as you say, the performances have been well below par. And I think England, you know, really should beat this India team. I think England, you know, although they've lost twice to Australia, they put up a better show the second time down in Hobart, and they beat India convincingly in Brisbane. So I think they start favourites, although the betting probably doesn't suggest that.
I'd have to agree with you, but as you say, the betting, it's 10-11 for England, 10-11 for India, a real pick, and the traders can't separate them. Does that then represent quite a bit of value on England then for you?
I think so. That's what I was going to say. I think there's real value for England, you know, given what we've said. I know England's performances prior to this tour haven't been good, and you can say still against a good team in Australia they've come up short, but I think there's certainly stuff to build on. I think, you know, the batting's been a lot better apart from that first game. We just fell short in the last 10 overs against Australia. I think if we'd have got 20, 30 more runs, Australia probably wouldn't have got them. And the bowling, even though it has been a bit one-paced, has shown signs of improvement, with especially Jimmy Anderson back. Stuart Broad's not really come to the party as yet, but we know his quality. So I think certainly I'd rather be in the England camp at the moment than the Indians.
Yeah, absolutely. And would the pitch at the Wacker suit the fast bowlers? I mean, it's very quick and very, very bouncy there, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think similar to Brisbane, two places you probably want to bowl as a quick bowler and a tall quick bowler, and that's Brisbane and certainly Perth, Wacker. So that should suit the likes of Broad and Finn with that extra pace and bounce. And historically, the Indians haven't played that pace and bounce as well as probably other conditions, although they have improved. But we saw at Brisbane, they really didn't come to terms with that and only made a paltry score. So England's bowlers should be rubbing their hands together, given the form of the Indian batsmen as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a quick look at the batsman and bowler markets now. We'll get to the bowler markets in a second. We'll start with top England batsman. Ian Bell is the 3-1 favourite in this market. You can also take Ian Bell to be the top England batsman and an England win available at 6-1 as a headline offer. Alex Hales is at 4s, Joe Root at 4s, Moeen Ali at 4s, 9-2 James Taylor, Owen Morgan is a 5-1 shot, and it's 9s bar. Who do you think is going to do the damage for England?
I like Joe Root. I tipped him up in the last game. I think he was second highest scorer with 69. He bats at number four. Don't think there's much to be worried about, as I say, in the Indian bowling lineup. I think the Indians will probably stick to the team that got rained out the other night. So two spinners in the middle, Jadeja and Patel. Now, Joe Root plays spin very well. So I think at 4-1, that's a really good price. The other man you mentioned already, Ian Bell, I think 3-1 might be a touch short. So if you fancy Ian Bell, I think the headline offer at 6-1, England to win, which I really strongly fancy, and Ian Bell, I think that's a good price as well, 6-1. So I'd be looking at Root and Bell for this market.
Okay, fair enough then. Root and Bell in the top England batsman market. We'll take a look at India as well now then. Of course, Rohit Sharma, a doubt for this match, and probably in all likelihood won't be risked with the World Cup on the horizon. So that opens the door for some of the people. Virat Kohli is the 11-4 favourite in this market. Rahan is 7-2. Darwin 4-1. Raidu 5-1. 11-2 for Suresh Raina. 8-1 MS Dhoni, and double figure prices or bigger the rest. Who takes fancy in this market?
I like Suresh Raina. I think he'll bat at number five. He's been in good form. India looks short of batting, especially without Rohit. He's out injured. He's been fantastic. So Shakhar Dhawan just can't get a run for love nor money. Rahane's played well. Virat Kohli's been a little bit off. And I think at 11-2, given I think that England will take early wickets, so if England do that with the pace bowling, I think the middle order will have a chance to bat. So the likes of Raina and Dhoni and maybe Stuart Binney. But I think Raina's in the best form out of them. And at 11-2, I think he's a good price.
OK, fair enough. Suresh Raina then at 11-2 to be the top India batsman. Let's move on to the bowler markets now. As we alluded to earlier, because of the way the pitch is at the Wacker, these are very juicy markets, I would say. Top England bowler, Jimmy Anderson is 3-1. Steve Finn, 3-1, who of course took career best figures, 5-33 when the sides last met in the Tri-Series. Stuart Broad is 100-30. Chris Wokes is 7-2. Chris Jordan, 4-1. And James Treadwell, 4-1. Are you looking towards the head of this market with the likes of Anderson and Finn?
Yeah, I think it's going to suit the tall bowlers. I mean, Finn showed signs of improvement. He's not really got his pace back up to where he can get, you know, 90, 95 mile an hour. He's been a bit below that, but he's still produced some figures. A little bit disappointing against Australia, but I'm going to go for a man who hasn't taken many wickets yet, but I've heard he's practising well and bowling at good pace. I'm going to go for Stuart Broad. And then another tall bowler, well over 6 foot. We know his qualities, and I think I think he's 100-30. I think he's going to have a good day, so I'm going to go for Stuart Broad for England.
Yep, fair enough. Stuart Broad then at 130. And is he perhaps a man with a little bit to prove as well?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's been out, himself and James Anderson, missed the Sri Lanka tour. I would expect him probably to be a little bit in front of Jimmy Anderson in terms of the match preparation, but Jimmy Anderson came back and put in a real good performance at Brisbane. He's been a little bit disappointing, Stuart Broad, but I think there's signs there that he's coming back, and sometimes when players are out, it takes them a bit to get the form back in match fitness. He's bowled a little bit short for me, so I think if he addresses that, he's still got the quality and know-how and pedigree to really trouble the Indians. So I expect now, coming into the World Cup, we'll see a better Stuart Broad.
Okay, yeah, and let's certainly hope so. We'll move on then to the top Indian bowler market. This one has joint favourites as well. Kumar and Shami are both at 130 at the head of the market. Ishan Sharma is 7-2. Yadav is 7-2. Mohit Sharma at 4-1. It's 4-1 as well for Ashwin and Jadeja. Quite an open market, one, really.
It's tough. I mean, I think you could pick anyone. I don't think India know the best lineup at the moment. Yeah. If you look at the team the other night, which got rained off, they had Shami, Sharma, Patel, Jadeja and Binney with the bowlers. And I think they'll probably stick with them because they didn't really get a run out with the game being abandoned. So two spinners, maybe they might leave one spinner out with it being Perth. But I'm going to go for a man who's had a bit of an injury again. But again, another tall bowler which will suit Perth. He's had success against England before. I'm going to go for Ishant Sharma at 7-2. Again, if he's on his game, I think he's the best Indian paceman. So it really is. You could choose anyone, I think, in this market. But I'm just going to plump for Ishant Sharma.
Okay, Ishant Sharma then in that market, the top Indian bowler. So they're the thoughts of Anthony McGrath on the bowler and batsman markets. Has there been anything else really jumping off the page for you in any of the other markets?
The other one I really like, again, and given what we've spoken about, India's bowlers being off at England improving with the bat, I think the highest first 15 total. I think it's 5-6 either way. And I think England, they comfortably beat India in this market up at Brisbane, and I expect them to do it again. I think 5-6 is a good price. So I really like that bet. A couple of outside bets. I like to look at the man of match market for a little bit of value. There's two players I like there. I like Joe Root at 12-1, given I think he'll get a good score. He bowls the occasional off-spin, so a chance of a wicket and a good fielder. And the other man, it's a bit of an outside shot, but Stuart Broad, who we've mentioned, 20-1 for Stuart Broad. If he can get 3, 4, 5 wickets, and again, we know he can hold a bat as well and get some runs at the end, he may give you a run for the money. And they're the couple of markets I like too.
Okay, fantastic stuff then. There we are, the thoughts of Anthony McGrath on the England versus India match on Friday morning. As mentioned at the top, it's 10-11 each of two. Anthony siding with England at 10-11 in that match. Thank you very much for taking the time out to join us today, Anthony. I hope you look forward to the match on Friday morning.
Cheers, no problem.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.